Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Okay, well, hold on to your hats because, yep, we've almost got a mini webinar to start the day. If you want to talk to the channel, press 1 now so we can start getting you into the lineup, please. All righty, here we go. I have to warn you, my Baptist preacher may come out today because I'm like done with this. I don't get it. I don't get it about all of us. And it's got to change, guys. It's got to change if our lives are going to change. So here's the question. Why don't we love ourselves enough to choose what's good for us? Why do we not love ourselves enough to choose what's good for us, to choose the food that's good for us, to choose the thoughts that are good for us, to choose the relationships that are good for us, to choose to let go of everything that's not good for us? Why? What the hell is going on? I'm like, really? Everybody around me right now. Oh, yeah, well, I should call a doctor, but I'm not going to call the doctor. Oh, yeah, I should move on from this relationship, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to hang here and be miserable a little bit more. Oh, you know, I shouldn't have eaten that cookie, but, you know, I wish I could lose this weight. What is going on? Come on. We are the only ones in charge of this, and we're not doing it. So, here, when I sat down with the channel, is what the channel had to offer. We believe the results will hurt us. Somebody's going to hurt us. Something's going to hurt us. We'll lose anyway. We'll get hurt when we choose what's good for us. And that has its basis in one of the new core beliefs that I gave you last week, be the God of me who keeps me safe. And if I can't be the God of me who keeps me safe, I'm just bloody well not going to be the God of me at all that chooses what's good for me. It's just never going to get us where we want to go. And where we want to go is to live in the freedom of positive choice that shows up as the reality of our lives. So we're going to claim right now, I choose that I can be the God of me who keeps me safe. And therefore, I am the God of me who keeps me safe. All my choices keep me safe in this world, in the higher order of things. Not in the little egotistical places, but in the higher order of things. The God of me keeps me safe because that's what I'm intending and choosing and committing to. Okay, the second thing was I don't give myself permission to love who I am. Again, another one of the new core beliefs. And we don't give ourselves permission to love who we are because we are taught that not loving ourselves is loving ourselves. Did you get that one? We are taught that not loving ourselves is actually loving ourselves. So Well, the quintessential example of that is martyrdom, right? So I'm going to give up myself. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to give up everything that's good for me for the good of the cause. False teachings, guys, which is not to say, of course, that you come forward to support the ethics and the integrity and the morals that you believe in. But to give yourself up for them is what we've been taught, instead of finding the beingness of ourselves around all those things. So here's basically what it looks like. I want you to see the heading on a piece of paper that says us. And an arrow goes off to the left, and that's the part of us who wants to create ourselves. That's the part of you that calls in and goes, I want this, why don't I have it? There's another arrow going off the other way, and that's the part that says, I can never because I don't know how. And that's a house divided against itself, and you're going to struggle against yourself until you decide which part of you you want to give your power to. The part who absolutely commits to creating themselves, or the part that keeps saying, I don't know how. Now, I'm going to tell you how. So are you all ready? Around whatever questions you have. Here we go. Number one, I want you to sit there and claim right now. Open your heart, open your chakras, align your Hara line, straight, strong, and through the ID point, and claim, I know how. Because we know we have to state it and claim it before we experience it. So we are directing our energy to know that we know how to do this. Number two, I choose what is best for me. I actually make the choice to choose what is best for me. Number three, I choose to take action to create that. Whether it's changing my thoughts, my beliefs, getting the website up, not eating the cookie, whatever it is, I choose to take action to create that. Do I have to clean another room today? Or is there a part of a room that I need to clean? What do I need to do? Because I know how to do it. And I've chosen to do it. So now I'm going to take action to do it. Number four, now I allow myself to receive all my good. I allow myself to receive my creation. And number five is I feel gratitude for myself and the world, for the fact that I know how to do this, that I am doing it, that I am creating it. So that's pretty simple, guys. That's as simple as they can give it to you. You can't ever again say you don't know how because you just had the five principles lined out for you. I know how. I choose to choose. I choose to take action. I allow myself to receive. I feel gratitude. Please, I am urging you, choose what is good for you. In every place in your life, just try it this week. It's a great week to try it with Thanksgiving coming up. And I have to say to all of you how very grateful I am for all of you, the love we share, the honesty we share, the integrity we share, and the masses of information and clarity that come into us. My heart is full of love and gratitude for all of you. And we are going to the calls, but I do not want to go to the calls until we absolutely are bringing the information of today into what we talk about today. All righty. We're going to start with Alberta in Canada. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Adi. Great to hear your voice.
Thank you, darling. What's up?
I hope I'm asking the right question for today. I'll make it quick, as I always say, so other people will have a chance to get on. The meds I was taking for night sweats did cause the resting pulse to go very high. So after a couple of days, I stopped the meds, and I'm wondering if the high resting pulse had anything to do with the meds. The doctors aren't finding anything in the chest area, or does the channel
have
any information? Okay.
I have your answer, Alberta. Okay.
What's going on?
So, first of all, I'm not a doctor, guys. I can tell you the energetic reason behind this. And seriously, the first thing I heard was, no, it doesn't have anything to do with the medicine. What it has to do with is you coming forward to do the best for you. It's exactly what we've been talking about at the first of the show. So Alberta is saying, okay, I'm going to love myself. I'm going to take care of myself. And there's a part of Alberta that's resisting doing that.
Okay, so meaning I should stay on the meds for night sweats, even though
I'm not saying that. You asked me what the cause was.
Okay.
And the cause is that you really have to embrace loving yourself enough to making the highest choice for yourself and then not having to pay for it in any way. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So are you saying that your pulse does not increase when you go off it?
No, it was just the resting pulse was high. And that would happen.
Was it too high?
Well, 112 is a little high. I mean, it wasn't exactly at 120, 125.
Are you talking about your heart rate or your blood pressure?
No. The blood pressure was fine.
Okay.
Blood pressure was always fine.
Alberta,
that's why I
what my question from the channel is, was it high when you were not taking the medicine?
No.
Also?
On occasion, yes, on occasion. But
okay.
And that's why I wondered whether we should go on the meds, because of night sweats, and on occasion, the pulse would go high. Not the blood pressure, just the pulse.
Okay. Was the pulse ever high without you taking the medication?
Yes.
Okay. So that tells you that you have a pulse that goes in and out, right? Whether you're on the medication or not, right? So the channel is lovingly asking you, did it ever occur to you to tell your pulse where you wanted it to stabilize consistently?
No.
All righty. So who's the director of ourself, Alberta?
I am.
Yep. And that includes our bodies, it includes our money, it includes our relationships, every subject in our life. My blood pressure, my doctor just laughs because he says, can you teach me how to do this so I can teach other people? I have a white coat syndrome, so as soon as I go in, my blood pressure goes up. They take my blood pressure, they say, oh, it's a little high. I say, okay, hold on. And I close my eyes, and I go, Deanna, I love you. And I am directing the blood pressure to be 120 over 70. 120 over 70. I'm the creator of me, 120 over 70, person I love. And do you know, within 2 minutes, it's at 120, around 171 or 2. But I believe that because I've worked with it so much with myself. So start with, I love you, Alberta, and I am directing my heart and my pulse to be at, and what number would you pick? Do you even know?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so what is it? Where do you want your
one,
resting?
I'd pick 120 over 80, and because I walk a lot, my pulse is often, it can be, 66, 70, 72.
Okay, so let's pick
lower.
70. 70 feels good to them.
Okay.
And then what is the one physical thing that the channel has given all of us for any kind of physical ailment to bring it back into the state of health? Can you answer me?
By doing the pinpoint of life and having that
and breathing.
And breathing.
Deep, slow breathing.
Okay, that makes sense.
The next time that happens, Alberta, I want you to take a big breath to the count of three or four. With a smile on your face, say, my pulse is a beautiful 70. And just do that for about 5 minutes and see if you can't control through the direction that you're giving your body, that you can't control your body to do what you want, darling. Love yourself enough to be open to that, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, darling. Thank you so much. That was a great mini lesson for everybody. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Anshul in India?
Yeah, it's Anshul. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's your question, Anshul?
My query is that I have made a choice that I want to shift my career. I am in engineering background, and now I want to move into teaching and training.
Teaching and training engineering?
No.
What do you want to teach and train?
Training would be like something related to helping people to reach their potential.
Okay.
In terms of skills. And teaching would be like, I love physics, so I want to teach physics.
Okay. So they don't want you to separate these, Anshul. This is a beautiful ball of perfection, everything that you have to put together here. Nobody can understand the creation process as well as someone who knows how electricity works and engineering works, because you have primary understanding of creation itself through what you've learned. I know this from working with my guy who's an electronics engineer, and oftentimes the channel will give me information about electrical and electromagnetic and blah, blah, blah. And I have to go to him and go, okay, this is the information I was given. How does this work in electrical terms? Right? So I can put it together for everybody. So they want you to, the first thing they want you to do is open your mind and start asking yourself, how can I take everything I know and now channel it in this direction? Do you understand?
I couldn't get that, really.
Okay. Right now, you have separated what you know from what you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't do that. They want you to take what you know and start asking yourself, all this education and information that I know and understand, how can I take that now into these two new endeavors that I want to do? And then, you see, let's go back to the five things they gave us. First of all, Anshul, you have to claim, I know how to do this. I know how.
Yeah.
Because if we keep saying, I don't know how, then our brain says, okay, I can't know. So you have to go, I know what I want, and I know how to get from where I am to where I want to be in this teaching and helping others. I know how, okay?
Yeah.
Start with that, and then your subconscious and your guides and the energy can come in and start giving you ideas around that. You're meant to do this, by the way, Anshul. You're meant to do this. You're following the right direction. So know that you know how and start taking the first steps, okay?
Yeah. Connected to this is something that I had based my decision on having some financial independence, but I'm struggling with that in the sense in my current job, and the salary is stuck for the last 2-3 months. So how do you see it happening?
So what you want is more money.
Yeah.
But when I ask the channel, you've asked for that, I get a no. You're focused on what you don't have, which is more money.
Yeah.
Well, you can't create more money by focusing on not having it. Can you see how those two things don't go together?
Yeah.
Okay. So what does it feel like, everybody, to have more than enough money so that you don't have to worry about? What does it feel like? For Stephen, it would be out on a fishing boat fishing. For me, it's probably playing with my, little doggy. It's freedom. It's joy. It's fun. It's peace. What does that feel like for you, Anshul, to have more than enough money so that you never have to worry about money? What does it feel like? Where would
it's
you
freedom
go
to create what I want.
Yeah. Okay.
It's freedom to create what I want.
And where in your life do you have that already?
Yeah, something like teaching and training. I can start now also.
Yeah, there you go. You see, but you had to open yourself up to, and they're saying we all have places in our life where we go, oh my God, fun and joy. I go to my dog. I go to fishing. Where do you go for fun and joy? When I say fun and joy, what's the first thing you think about?
My family.
Okay. So having more than enough money feels like the love for your family. And that allows more money to come in. And by the way, they're saying, it's fine if you want to bring your family into it, but also be clear that you want to make more than enough money for you.
Yeah.
And that's okay to claim that. Okay, darling? Start there and then come back for some more guidance. But start there. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Boy, we are getting so much clarity today. Karen in Toronto. Hi.
Hi, Dee. It's Karen.
Sorry, I know. It's a little noisy, so you're going to have to stay close to your phone. What can we do for you, baby?
Just having a lot of things come up and just wondered what the channel might say.
Well, the channel says give me more direction.
More direction.
A lot of stuff coming. First of all, the first thing I hear is you're not speaking your truth, Karen. You're not speaking your truth to yourself about what you want, which goes back to why do we not love ourselves enough to choose what's good for us? So what's going on about you giving up yourself for other people?
Well, when you were talking at the beginning about that belief and how we're afraid to give up or to create for ourselves, mine's always, it brought up immediately that in making the choice to make myself happy, I'm going to hurt others.
Yep.
And I don't want to hurt others.
Well, but my darling, if you do what you need to do for yourself through love, and you continue to love them, it's their responsibility how they handle that. You see, guys, we can't create for another person. We can only love them. And if they want to betray that love, that's their crap. That's not ours. If they want to make us feel guilty, that's their stuff they have to deal with, unless you take it on.
Yeah. I've been in...
I can't hear you, Karen.
I've been in a relationship for 30 years, and I keep thinking it's where I'm supposed to be, but something in my heart keeps telling me that what I'm feeling behind the feeling is that he's a soulmate friend, not a soulmate lover.
Well, hold on. Okay, let's just both balance ourselves. We're directing ourselves to be in balance in every way to receive the highest information with the highest knowledge and the highest understanding. Okay. They want to know what the difference is.
I have a very deep caring for that person, but I don't know if the reason that I don't feel cared for and cherished is just because of my own stuff or...
Well, sure. Because, look, you see, you've attracted a guy that at the beginning of the relationship, this relationship started out with, hi, I'm Karen, and I have to give up myself for everybody else to keep him happy. And he came in or she came in and said, all right, I'm somebody that likes somebody like that because I like to be taken care of all the way. So if anything's going to shift, you've got to shift you. That's how relationships are, guys. You know, we're puzzle pieces. And we come in to fit together like a puzzle. Well, during your spiritual journeys, when all that puzzle piece of you starts to shift, it often doesn't fit with the other puzzle piece anymore.
I see.
Unless the puzzle piece wants to shift too. And then you start making a new puzzle. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what's going on here. But shutting up and giving up yourself isn't going to work anymore for you, Karen. It hasn't worked for 20 years, they're saying.
And
yeah.
With my son going through it and seeing the devastation with all the children, it's hard for me to know that if I make that shift, I'm going to create that pain again for them and my grandchildren, and it's a difficult choice to make.
It's not a difficult choice to make, and that's why you're so screwed up, because you're not making a choice.
Ah.
When we don't make a choice, we're in purgatory for the rest of our lives. So let me ask you all something around, you know, because we use our children and our grandchildren as reasons and excuses not to do what we need to do. So basically what you just said to me is, I would rather teach my grandchildren not to live the life of fullness that I want, and therefore that they want, that you should give yourself up for other people to keep them happy. And by modeling that to them, that's what I'm choosing to teach them. Is that what you want, honey?
No, no.
Well, but isn't that what we're all doing?
That's what we're doing.
Yes, that's what we're all doing for the next generations. And that's sins of the fathers. That's what was passed down to us. No, I want to show you that you can be in love and be in power and do everything that's right for you while you hold the love for everyone else in the family. That's what I want to teach you.
Wow. That's huge. That's what their dad just modeled, and everybody sees the negative. But exactly what you just said is exactly what he said to me, that in keeping in a marriage that kept him, in keeping in a marriage that everybody thought was perfect for him, he was trapped until he made the decision to go for what his heart needed to show his children that they don't have, and all this time, I'm sorry, but that's huge clarity.
Good.
Well, thank you. Wow.
You know, the channel's usually pretty accurate, Karen. Good for you. Thanks for calling in with that one.
Thank you. Thank you, Dee. Love you.
You bet. Love you too.
And I'm grateful for you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm grateful for you too. Thank you. Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Morning.
Great, powerful start today. It started resonating with me quite a bit, and then I've started going back to other feelings I'm having with the job, but I get it. And
okay, so Maria, how are you giving yourself up in the job? You see, you're not claiming and choosing what's good for you. So how are you doing that? You see, and don't look at the job. What is it in you that you're not choosing to shift that's going to make you happier? Give me a song.
Ave Maria.
Okay.
Music.
We're definitely going to your mother and what she modeled for you. And the Sound of Music is all about, you know, I found my joy, I found my bliss. And something negative has to happen and it has to be taken away from me. So that's where we're going. And that belief system is not a system that you choose to own if you really love yourself and choose what's good for you. You've got to let that belief system go. So, in one sentence, tell me the challenge with a job.
Communication. They send out an email with all these directions on how I'm supposed to do the job. I get on the job, nothing is there that they said that I needed to do, and then they don't want to hear it. And then
like the show I just got off of.
And then I'm to blame for looking like I have no idea, no clue what I'm doing, that I'm not professional, when what they're telling me was supposed to arrive didn't arrive. There was a FedEx supposed to come, it didn't arrive. So I'm preparing myself to do what I was told I should be doing based on the email, but yet I have no materials to do that.
Okay, you're not going to the right person, first of all. You have to go to one up higher person and explain to them what's going on. And say, look, I'm very good at my job. I want to do this successfully for you. And this is what's transpiring. Not to point the finger at them, just to give him or her, I think it's a him, the facts. So, in order for me to really do this job well for you, which I want to do.
Right.
I need to communicate to you what's going on so that more communication comes in more clearly to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not about communication between you guys. It's about communication between other people, and it ends up affecting you. Do you understand?
That, yes, because I'm still trying to deal from the other job, and this job is going to end today. I work for an agency doing events, and so it's a short-term thing. It just starts marinating on me, even though I'm trying to ground and going back to the other job.
Okay, but Maria, you know that's just going to create more of it. So you look at this and go, wow, this is what I don't want.
Right.
I don't want all this lack of communication. What do I want? Clear, concise, timely communication between all parties. That's what I want. I want it within myself so that I'm communicating clearly with myself and with all other parties involved in any venture that I go to. So you start choosing that you know how to create clear, concise, consistent communication.
Okay. I'll do that more powerfully.
Is this making sense to you?
Yes. I thought I was doing that, but obviously it's more about I thought I was trying rather than maybe doing it as powerfully as yours.
Well, you thought you were doing it by seeing what they weren't doing. But where you need to go is to direct yourself to accept and create clear, consistent communication.
Is that what I need to do with the job that I did previously where
Yes, ma'am. Look.
Get my money back from them.
you've answered your own question. If the same patterns happened in two places, you're the common denominator.
Right.
And there's a pattern, right?
Yeah, because I feel I speak clearly, but my energy is so out of whack that instead my energy is what gets communicated.
Okay, well then stop it. You just told me what was wrong. So direct yourself to get your energy intact in alignment with love and clarity so that you, that's why they said to you, don't point the finger at them, but show them the facts. But there's a part of you, and again, we're going to your mom. Your mom did not clearly communicate with you at all.
No.
Okay. And so she modeled to you, if you ever want to get what you want, Maria, then you can't communicate. Because that's the only way that you could get what you wanted is by going around and around and around the yard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you learned that.
Yeah.
And now you know you want to change that. And you're the only one that can. Okay?
True.
All right.
Okay, thank you
darling.
So much.
You bet.
Have a good week.
Look, thank you, baby. Sorry to cut you off. Look at your patterns, guys. Look at what keeps repeating in your life. That's what you don't want. Choose the opposite positive. Hello, Miss Iris. How are you?
Hi, Dee. I'm great. How are you doing?
Pretty fabulous. What can we do for you?
I don't have anything specific that came up. I guess I just wanted to say hi.
Well, hi, darling.
Hi. I mean.
And, the channel says just keep doing what you're doing. You're on the right track. You're on the right creation track. You know, you could bring a little bit more joy into your life and into your creation, but you're definitely on the right track, baby.
Awesome. That's so good to hear. I'm doing
it's always nice to call in with a little affirmation, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, darling. Have a great holiday.
Thanks. You too.
Miss Emily in Idaho, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
Well, I'm calling with affirmation and celebration.
Oh, yippee.
Yep, I'm here in Idaho. I've been helping my mom, and we put her house on the market last Saturday, and she got a full price offer on Tuesday.
Wow.
So,
good
yippee.
Creating, baby. Wow, that's off. Awesome.
It was
awesome.
The second person who saw it, and it was just so simple and easy, and woohoo.
Yep, and all of you that are out there looking to sell a home and stuff, I hope you listen to her words. Easy, effortless, just in the flow, And that's the way it should be. I want us all to start teaching ourselves. That's the way it should be. I have little post-its up around my house that says life is easy with a great big smiley face, because I was taught the opposite.
Yeah.
And I'm an actress, so I love to get into the drama of all this stuff, you know? But that doesn't work in our lives. It works really good when you do a film like Cujo, but not so much in your life. So great, Emily. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I had a distinction that the opposite of easy, it's not that there hasn't been hard work. There's been a lot of hard work to get the house ready. But, you know, what was easy and effortless about it was no struggle.
Yes, and I want everybody to be clear that there wasn't a struggle because there was choice. When you don't choose, you create struggle, because you're fighting yourself the whole time. So you chose to sell the house. You chose to know that you had a lot of work to get it ready and packed up and all this stuff and presentable. You chose to do that joyfully.
Yep.
And that, because of those choices, it was easy instead of a struggle.
Awesome.
Yeah. Good for you, baby. Pat yourself on the back and pour a glass of wine.
Oh, yeah. Woohoo. Love you.
Woohoo.
Thank you.
Thanks for that. Great, great example of what we're talking about. What perspective do you want to choose? Everything hard, or is everything easy? Or is this, you know, Einstein said, is the world a kind place, or is it a hostile place? Eileen in Brooklyn, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to talk. You know, I've had sort of a mixed bag this week. I'm really learning how to listen to my guides. And had a doctor that behaved badly this week, and my guides were saying he's not right. And when I had this ultrasound of my thyroid, I saw that actually the nodules improved from last year, and he was wrong. So it was tense, but I'm learning how to listen to my guides.
Okay, and yourself.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why they're yelling this in my head, Eileen. Were you on the autoimmune webinar that we did with Dr. Berdici?
No.
Well, if you are so inclined, you might want to listen to it.
Okay.
It's about the autoimmune system. And, you know, of course, your thyroid is a big part of that.
Yeah, the thyroid itself is fine.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's just those nodules. But, you know.
Okay, again, hold on, Eileen.
Sure.
Have you told your thyroid, all right, there's two parts. Number one, ask your thyroid, no, ask the nodules what they need. Why did they appear? What are they about energetically?
Well, since it's near the throat, it's about expression.
Well, I get a no on that. It's about, well, and this is what the thyroid does. They're giving me the word balance. It's about balance,
okay.
That you need more balance in your life. Wow, it just went to my big yes. And that bringing your attention to the thyroid and the information that you've learned about why the thyroid might go askew has helped you create more balance in your life. Are we on the right track?
Yeah.
Okay. So now please talk to the nodules and tell them thank you. You got the message. I am creating more balance in my life. I know that if I love myself, that's what I get to choose for myself that's better for myself. So thank them. You can dissipate. You can go away. I got the message now. My thyroid is healthy and clear and in balance.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Is there anything else? Do we need the body book? No. Good. Yeah, thyroid is all about balance, guys. So that's interesting for me. It's a great piece of information for me too, Eileen. But again, you see, how many people have we talked to today that have not directed what they want? You have dominion over your body as much as you do over your thoughts, your money, your relationships, your health. You're the creation of it all, guys. Ask, and it is given. So ask for what you want. Say, my thyroid is clear and clean and in balance. That's what you want. You have to claim it in order to experience the reality of what you want. So that's why they're saying start with I know how before you go into the creation of anything, so your brain opens up to the possibility of you creating that. Okay?
Sounds beautiful.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too. Aren't we thankful for this call? Paul in San Francisco, you're on, babe.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. Okay, so here's what happened. My brother's up here. I'm over with my mom at her house, and we're helping her. And there was like this big old family dynamic thing that happened. And I roared to life, and it was like I was mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. And I just said, you know, I don't know, it's just a big, long thing to explain. I'm trying to, you know, make it as short as possible. But, and I just said, you know, it's like this manipulation from my brother. And I just said, no, I'm not taking this anymore. You know, you're not being honest. And, I don't know. I just got like, I just really mad. And then, but it wasn't like mad. It was just like this huge, like, you know, volume. And so now I just want to, you know, am I standing up, you know, like, you know, for what's, you know,
yes,
my truth?
Okay. So Paula, yes, you are. And this was long overdue.
Yes.
And what we are all hearing is that you're worried about how you did it. And
yes.
Okay. So what you're really talking about is you giving yourself permission to state your truth. Because
yes.
If you were very comfortable in stating your truth, you wouldn't have had to yell it. But you buried it and buried it and buried it for so long because you didn't love yourself enough to know that you were absolutely capable and had permission to truth, that you buried it for so long that now it literally had to erupt for you to be able to say it. So
yeah,
what you said needed to be said. What you said was truthful. Now, though, give yourself permission to calmly and clearly and joyfully say your truth.
Right. And I'm in the aftermath. I don't want to go back to the old beat myself up. You know, that old pattern. It's like,
yeah,
you know, yeah.
Yeah, that's not loving yourself.
Not at all.
That's not what's doing good for yourself. Hold on. They're taking us to a core belief. So if you know you don't want to do that, what do you want to do?
I want to be in like peace and love. And I guess that my barrier, the thing that it's a barrier to me is like really feeling love. Feeling in that state of love and not being like mad and holding a grudge.
Okay, here's your core belief. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself or everyone else has to abandon me. So you came forward and you stated your truth, right? And then you went, oh, I've got to poop all over myself for doing that. That wasn't a good little girl thing to do. And that's how you abandon yourself.
Yep.
You got it?
So I do.
No more. I always come forward for myself. I give, and this is the important part, I give myself permission to come forward for myself.
Yes.
I love myself enough to give myself permission and to know that everyone always stays to support me when I do.
Yeah.
See, that's your fear.
Yep.
I won't be loved, okay?
Yes.
All right, turn it around. You can do this. You're
Thank
already
you.
Almost done, they're saying. Oh, you bet.
Yay.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Yay, indeed. You're welcome, honey. Michelle in California.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, darling. What's up?
Thank you. Well, first of all, I'm blown away about everything I'm hearing. It's just like it's all hitting me so well. Just a
Good.
Quick thing. My husband decided to leave me last week, and I've just been so overwhelmed with pain and fear. It's hard for me to see what I'm supposed to be learning from this or what I'm supposed to be getting from this.
Well, I will tell you, because they gave it to me really clearly. You're supposed to be learning how powerful you are as your own creator. See, you're afraid you can't take care of yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So where did you learn that from?
Probably my mom.
Okay. So do you want to keep living her story or do you want to create your own?
Oh, I want to create my own for sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that first statement is really important for you right now, Michelle. I know how.
Yeah, I know how. I get a lot
I
of
know
fear
how to
that.
Stay. I know how to stay strong. I know how to take care of myself. I know how to get things in alignment. I mean, it's true, is it not? I don't know where you live or what the circumstances are, but they're saying it's true that he's going to have to help take care of you.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, financially.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, right now, yes.
And they're also saying it's true that he loves you and the relationship has just changed and it doesn't really work for either one of you anymore. Is that
okay.
true?
Yes.
Okay. So change is always scary if we don't know that we create the change we're going into. The most important thing you can do right now is to sit down and list everything positive I want, you know, and let's use the words, my intention is, and I am asking the universe to partner with me in being strong through all this, knowing that I can take care of myself and the universe is working with me to do that. I know that I am receiving highest guidance around all of this. I am directing myself mentally, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally to remain in balance and love through this process. I am loving myself enough to nurture and take care of myself in every way around this process. Okay? I want everything to be rectified in a civil and as joyful as possible manner where I win and everybody wins. All right? Try and step back and remain as objective. And I know that's a challenge sometimes. But you'll be surprised when you can remain objective, Michelle, how much more powerful.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, this really is a gift to you because your soul has been asking for experiences to help you know your power more. And this is one of them. All right, sweetheart?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, we love you and we stand in strength with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Just everybody, just take a moment and stand with her because we've all been here, right? We've all been in this place where we're in fear of change. Right now, Michelle is feeling like it wasn't her choice and she's a victim. We always have to get ourselves back to what choice do I have now? Where is my choice? And how can I be victorious within myself? And so it is. Thank you, darling.
Oh, thank you. That was amazing.
Yes, you're welcome, sweetheart. So welcome. All right, my guys. My God, what a show. Of course, I knew it was going to be when they woke me up at 6 a.m. this morning. Wow. We are amazing. Let's claim that. Everybody, 1, 2, 3. I am amazing. One more time. I am amazing. Yes. And until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves and choose what's good for you because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.